Support for this podcast comes from SurveyMonkey for HR. Do you want to learn how to build meaningful connections between people and data? Join me and thousands of leaders and experts across HR, marketing, customer success, market research, and education for the online event of the year. On September 18th and 19th, SurveyMonkey's second annual Curiosity Conference will feature 20 sessions and endless opportunities to learn new tricks for using feedback to make data-driven decisions, take action, and deliver impact. Register now at www.surveymonkey.com/future. That's www.surveymonkey.com/future.
There's been more of scientific discovery, more of technical advancement and material progress in your lifetime and mine than in all the ages of history.
Hi everyone, this is Matt Alder. Welcome to episode 204 of the Recruiting Future podcast. Whenever I'm talking to companies about their recruiting challenges, one area that comes up time and time again is recruiting enterprise salespeople, particularly in the tech sector. My guest this week is someone who can give us a hiring manager's perspective from one of the most competitive locations in the world for this type of talent. Angie Jung-Yan is a director of sales for SurveyMonkey in San Mateo, California. In our interview, she shares some insights into SurveyMonkey's approach to recruiting and retention in this highly competitive market. Hi, Angie, and welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Hi, Matt.
An absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Could you just introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
Sure thing. My name is Angie Jung-Yan, and I am a director of sales here at SurveyMonkey. I lead a team of account executives and sales managers, and we tackle the mid-market segment within SurveyMonkey.
Now, I would imagine that your team is always growing, or you're always sort of looking for, looking for new people to join. What kind of, how does that pan out, and what kind of recruiting challenges do you face in your role?
Great question. Yes, we have been growing a bunch over the last year since I've been at SurveyMonkey, and even before that, and have experienced a lot of challenges along that way. I think the main challenges I'll call out are there are three main challenges I would call out. So the first challenge is hiring diverse talent. So we have 13 account executives on my team, and I only have two females right now. And obviously, when I say diverse, I'm talking about a lot more than just gender, but that has been a specific challenge for me and for our team. Another challenge has been we are based in the Bay Area in San Mateo, and we are in a very competitive market. So it's tough to find talent, and it's tough to compete within this area for good talent. So, that requires lots of different tactics. And it does also mean that we have folks that also leave. We try and keep them as long as we can, but folks do leave given the opportunity in this area. And then the last challenge I'll call out is it generally takes longer than we'd like to bring on new folks. And so we are always looking for ways to speed up the process.
Could you talk us through some of the ways that you've overcome those challenges?
Sure. I can speak to a couple ways, and I think there's a lot more I could learn as well. In terms of hiring diverse talent, a couple of the different things we've tried so far are we've done targeted outreach to diverse talent from folks within our leadership team. So I've sent emails, my VP has sent emails to prospects in order to try and kind of show the diversity we have on our leadership team and on our team in general, and to potentially get interest going. That's one. Another is we've attended a recruiting event in the area for sales folks. And then we've also done a sourcing jam with folks on the team with a focus on kind of thinking through this desire for more diverse talent. So those are three ways we tried to increase the pool of folks, but I think there's a lot more we could be doing there. In terms of the competitive landscape here, we have a really wonderful culture at SurveyMonkey. So in the so there's two pieces to trying to get people really excited about SurveyMonkey and get them to choose SurveyMonkey. I think one is providing a really, really fantastic experience for candidates. So making sure that we're thoughtful about the communication we have with those candidates, the ways that we are highlighting the culture here at SurveyMonkey, and how sales and our sales team might look different here at SurveyMonkey. Again, we are providing a really fantastic experience and really kind of also acknowledging the need for us to sell them on why they should choose SurveyMonkey.
Following on from that, as you've been growing the team, what are the sort of the key lessons that you've learned as you've sort of been through that process and been trying to overcome these challenges?
One major lesson that I've seen is the need to be aligned across kind of the recruiting team as well as the interview panel. So having really clear expectations for what we're looking for in candidates, what are the needs to have and nice to haves, and making sure we're really clear on who is evaluating candidates for what part of those expectations. And then again, making sure kind of things are moving quickly. And from our perspective, we move things along as quickly as possible. And that takes strong alignment with all of those folks I just mentioned.
I suppose this is a fairly obvious question to ask someone working at SurveyMonkey, but I'm really interested in, what role do surveys and gathering feedback, play in your sort of specific recruiting activity?
Great question. So we send a survey out to all candidates that go through our process with the goal to gather that feedback and understand that experience from a candidate's perspective and make sure that we're iterating and improving upon our process. That's really critical in helping coach, especially new folks to the interview process on the conversations they're having with these candidates and making sure that it's in line with where we want them focused, and that wherever they're there's an experience that was not positive, that we're relaying that feedback to the appropriate folks. So I think the use of those surveys is really critical in making sure we're providing the best candidate experience we can.
Fantastic stuff. And was there sort of anything that's surprised you in the feedback that's come back?
I think that there's been, most of it has been overwhelmingly positive and has been really complimentary of the process and the communication and the speed. I think in one situation, I think someone was put off by a question that was asked, and that was an important opportunity for us to go back to that interviewer and have a conversation around other questions that would be more appropriate for the situation.
And do you kind of survey all the way through the process, or is it just people who've come for an interview, or is it people who apply? How do you, what's the sort of cutoff point for surveying people?
Great question. It's everybody that's gone through the process. I think specifically hiring manager interviews and beyond. So hiring manager on-sites, acceptances, all across that, depending on where they end in that funnel, they will receive a survey.
A bit earlier on, you sort of talked about the SurveyMonkey culture and how you were communicating, how it was different and, getting people to join and stay at the business. Tell us a bit more about the culture at SurveyMonkey. How is it different? What do you guys, what do you guys have to offer that's unique?
Great question. So I think one thing that's really critical in setting the tone for culture in an organization is a couple main things. It's having really clear mission and values that the company looks to uphold on a daily basis and holds folks accountable to. And I think that SurveyMonkey has done a really nice job of creating those values and weaving those values and the communication of those values throughout its communication within the organization. So whether it's our troop town halls that happen on a biweekly basis, whether it's email communication that's coming out, or initiatives that are being started. It's weaving those values throughout that communication that I think keeps the values top of mind, and again sets an expectation for how we look to treat each other across the organization on a daily basis. It's also part of our rewards and recognition program, and so I think that again is a daily recognition of how we are upholding those values and treating each other through the collaborative work that we do. So I think that's one. I think it's really critical that you see those values displayed from, you know, the leadership team down throughout the organization. So I would say that our leadership team does a really great job of living those values on a daily basis, and so I think that it's felt throughout the organization. And so I would say those, you know, and then within the sales team that we have, we are very focused on accountability, on teamwork and collaboration, and making sure that not only are we driving towards our own goals, that we are helping those around us to also get to their goals. So making sure that there is best practice sharing and a focus on those around us and how we can help to mentor, teach, and support those that need that support.
You mentioned that you'd used sourcing jams to, help with your sort of diversity challenge. Could you sort of talk us through what that actually involves?
Sure. So we, you know, I think a lot of different companies do something similar, but we've on multiple occasions gotten all of our account executives together in order to dive deep into their own networks and identify potential candidates that we could reach out to. The last one we did ended up driving 100, I think over 100 candidate leads to our recruiting team for them to start reaching out to. In some cases, folks and AEs did the reach out themselves to those candidates to warm up the conversation. And in other instances, the recruiting team led the outreach for those candidates. So it is still in progress. So we'll see if it does actually drive any actual hires, but we've seen really strong success with referrals historically, and are really hopeful that it will help this time around too.
Final question: what's next? What are you most looking forward to in the next sort of 12 to 24 months?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we at SurveyMonkey just announced the acquisition of GetFeedback yesterday, or I think it was Monday. And in March, we announced the acquisition of Usabilla. And so it's really interesting to watch this 20-year-old company that is just over the last year gotten really, with the IPO and with other investments that we're making, get really more aggressive in growing the company and finding new ways to do that and finding new ways to bring value to our customers. So it's been super exciting to see this journey and be part of this journey. And I think it will be amazing to watch and learn how we, you know, successfully integrate both acquisitions into the fold of SurveyMonkey to drive value for the business and our shareholders and customers.
Angie, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you so much, Matt. Great chatting with you too.
My thanks to Angie Jung-Yan. You can subscribe to this podcast in Apple Podcasts or via your podcasting app of choice. The show also has its own dedicated app, which you can find by searching for Recruiting Future in your app store. If you're a Spotify or Pandora user, you can also find the show there. You can find all the past episodes at www.rfpodcast.com. On that site, you can subscribe to the mailing list and find out more about working with me. Thanks very much for listening. I'll be back next week, and I hope you'll join me.
This is my show.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.